Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
You describe your work as an investigation of your personal conflict between your Filipino ethnicity or your being Filipino and also your Australian nationality. Can you maybe explain why this is seems to be a focus of your work?
So I was born in Australia to migrant parents. So that meant that I was exposed to Australian customs and traditions through school and through friendships. But at the same time, I was immersed in Filipino traditions and customs at home. So I found that these two cultures, these customs would often clash. And I have experiences from my childhood that were quite negative that really formed or that really resonated throughout the rest of my childhood and sort of into adulthood in rejecting my Filipino heritage. I have strong memories of being teased at school for having dark skin and being one of the only brown kids at school and calling my parents Nana and Tatai and not Mum and Dad, and I was painfully shy as a child. So these memories really stuck with me and really made me really want to reject my ethnicity, but from the way I look, I really can't. And so it was an ongoing struggle. I just wished I had blonde hair and blue eyes. I wished I didn't have to pack rice for lunch. I wished I didn't have a funny name. I wish I just had a really easy name for people to spell and pronounce. But as I grew older, and as these concerns, I guess, started to melt away, I guess that in becoming a little bit more confident in myself, I realized the fortune in having this cultural plurality, having the best of both worlds at times. So that really forms the basis of my practice, is trying to negotiate my position as an Australian and as a Filipina, and where these overlap, where they remain separate, and selecting what customs and traditions that I can articulate through my work.
How do you translate those ideas and those interests conceptually into tangible pieces, and what were those pieces?
I did a lot of paintings that featured family members, so I used my family to talk about the role of women. I used a lot of colour symbolism, so you mentioned that Australian whiteness. I feel that whiteness is projected onto me when I travel to the Philippines, even though physically, obviously, I'm not white. So I use white in my paintings as a religious symbol and as a racial symbol. So a lot of my paintings have like a white halo around the figures, which refers to both the religious symbolism of white as purity and innocence. So around my family members, I've painted around white, and also that white Australian racialized color. From the perspective of a person of color, white may be idealized and given that sort of superiority, and so that the racialized and the religious symbolism of white works together.
Your most recent show, which is Halo Halo, it was featured in your graduation show at UNSW. Perhaps that's a good example of those symbols.
Yep.
And yeah, play with symbols.
I used Halo Halo as a metaphor of the layering of techniques and ideas and cultures. So Halo Halo was quite a comprehensive show of my practice, where I was looking at ideas of the Philippines' military history, religious history of and colonization. I was also looking at family and motherhood within the Filipino, within my experience. I did a large wall piece that included all these, like a range of different objects, that some of which were wrapped in red fabric, to mimic the kalmen that are used by albularyo in the Philippines. That refers to a personal experience of being with duende. At my grandmother's house, there's a large mango tree in the front of the driveway. And the first time I visited, this was, I think, like a long time ago. I was still, I think, in primary school. But we visited the morning after. I woke up with a really swollen eye, thumb, and big toe. And my uncle sort of spotted it as something suspicious. And rather than dismissing it as an insect bite, he sent me to the albularyo. And he said, oh, there must be a mango tree. And we said, yeah, there is. And the albularyo said, you didn't ask for permission from the duende. You didn't say tabi tabi po. And so he instructed me, every time we go past the mango tree, I need to ask for permission from the duende to pass and say tabi tabi po. And he also gave me a kalmen to wear to protect me. To this day, I don't know what's inside the kalmen. I've sort of investigated it, prodded it to see what's inside. It just feels like it's maybe a bit of paper that's been folded a few times and then wrapped in red fabric, but I don't know really what's in there. And I still carry it around with me. So I've just put this faith in this item and I've assigned this value to this item, this significance. So in the work that I was doing, the large wall piece, I wrapped all sorts of different items in red fabric, most of which were scraps from the studio that I worked from photographs and wrapped them up in the red fabric to look just like the kalmen that I have. And then that led to wrapping other items like my children's old toys that they don't play with, or some of my friends donated their toys. So I was talking about the assignment of value and where, similarly to rosary beads, where it's really the value that we assign to the item that gives it significance. So it was the value of the albularyo giving me the kalmen that made it, that makes me revere it, where fundamentally it's just the same as the kalmen that I've made with bits of paper that I've wrapped up and sewn up in fabric. So I'm playing a lot with the assignment of value on things and using that to talk about the position of developed and developing world, Australian and Filipino culture, and how the two interact with each other. So that's a lot of what my work plays on, the assignment of value, and that informs what materials I use for what pieces. Lately, I've been using a lot of recycled works, making a real conscious effort not to purchase anything. On the other hand, I'll make large paintings on canvas, which is kind of a higher value material, but then I'll paint it to look like it was plywood, which is a low value material. Yeah, so that also talks about the imitation and how sometimes I feel I imitate one culture with the other, whereas like how at the Pacquiao fight, I felt like I was imitating being a Filipina. And normally, I kind of imitate being Australian.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.